Hello, my spontaneous people. This is Sharni Moore here, and welcome to My Culture Mind. This is a show where I talk about anything in the world of modern culture, from music, movies, TV, food, and all that stuff. And today, I also basically wanted to discuss what is going to be not just the future of the podcast, but, like, you know, what are some segments that I wanted to do? What are the formats of it? Like, you know, I think last week I touched upon it a little bit. I touched upon it a little bit regarding what the show is going to be, and I did say that I'm going to be releasing on Saturdays, which is basically, I don't know if it's going to be, like, you know, the best time, but at the moment it feels I was still debating if I should release it on Saturdays. Right now I am recording this on a Saturday, and I am debating if I should go back to Thursdays. I still don't know. I still don't know what is going to be. But what I can say is I really wanted to upload episodes that are fun and not just reviews, and this is the habit that I've done in the past. And when it first of all, like, when it comes to releasing episodes, it always has been, like, you know, review and then we're done. But it's not necessarily stuff I want to talk about. Not to say that, like, you know, I don't like doing reviews. I do. If it's, like, a show that I enjoy, or if it's something that I really, really wanted to talk about. But sometimes I wonder if, like, you know, if that's what the audience wants. But at the end of the day, I have to figure out, what do I want to do? What do I want to talk about? And that is the final point. And I wanted to have that format. And I want to have fun, like, you know, discussing it. And not just feel like, oh, this is a job I want to do. I want this to be something that I could look forward to. So I'm going to see if this would work. I'm going to do two segments. One is quick review. That means I'm going to do a quick review of some episodes that I've watched that I, you know, I will briefly talk about, like, just initial thoughts, but not, like, full review, like, dive in, because I feel like that's a bit dragging for me personally, and I really want to make sure that it is an engaging show, and I want to be more engaged in the topics that I really want to talk about. So I will have, like, probably a quick review segment, which is basically your typical, like, you know, like, you know, Shogun, Bad Batch, X-Men reviews. I'm still going to do that, but it's not going to be as, you know, in-depth. So you're not going to hear, like, all the things that I wanted, like, you know, that you probably want in a review, unless it's a main topic. Main topics are probably going to be main, like, you know, more in-depth conversations, more in-depth reviews, or just something that I really want to talk about, like pizza I don't know, boba, or, like, you know, music, or, like, I don't know, like, me obsessing about Le Sserafim or something. Like, that sort of topics. Like, that is something that is more fun for me, so that I can keep the podcast fresh and exciting, at least for me, so that I can look forward to the episodes more, instead of just, oh, I have to review this, I have to do that. And I don't want this to be a review podcast, you know, or, like, you know, oh, this is gonna be about the news that I've heard. And, like, you know, I'm not saying I won't do that, but there is stuff I really want to talk about that is more fun. So I'm just gonna have a quick review and then main topics that I really want to discuss. So there's that. So hopefully, let's see if I could do this on Saturdays. Let's see if I'm gonna keep it on Saturdays and then keep Thursdays and Fridays my rest times. or whatever. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, let's start off with a quick review. I'm going to just talk briefly about Shogun episode 6. It's a solid episode. Not my favorite episode, but it is a very, like, it can be described as a sexy show that doesn't have to be physical. Like, it is sexy in its own way that didn't have to show, like, you know, skin or anything. It's all about dialogue. They make dialogue sexy, and that's what I love about this show. Mariko debating whether she, like, you know, she could go through with her feelings with John, and then Torunaga is gonna be like, why are you arguing like an old couple, that sort of, like, you know, thing. And, oh, we get to see the backstory of Mariko and the lady Ochiba. They used to be friends, and now they're, like, not sworn enemies, but, like, you know, they're just on the opposite sides. And Lady Ochiba, oh my god, she is terrifying. The way she speaks, like, you know, like, she's just knows she's gonna ruin someone's career. That is the tone that she is. So, all I can say is this is a solid episode. Very enjoy, such a tense show. This show keeps getting better and better. And I wish there was more Fuji. That's all I can say. But I'm gonna give this episode, I'm not rating these. I rate season after, like, after the season's over, then I start rating. But this is a solid episode. I really enjoyed it. Bad Batch episode 9. Ventress is back. We finally know what M count is. I've been saying it. Midichlorians, but then again, it is, like, you know, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. If you're a Star Wars fan, you could get that, like, you know, very quick. But midichlorians, I think midichlorians is going to be, like, the, I don't know if Omega is force sensitive. There's a reason why I think she is, they're after her. I think she could tap into the force, but I don't know. I think she's kind of like Finn. Like, she can have force abilities, but she, without proper training, it's going to be useless, really. So, I don't know what the blood samples are for. So, Project, I was gonna say Cadmus, but, like, that's a whole different property. But anyways, I love how Ventress is training Omega in that sort of fashion. And I like how we're not forcing her to be force sensitive. Sabine. I don't mind Sabine being force sensitive. I don't mind that at all. But I like how they're not stressing Omega to be force sensitive. And, like, you know, there might be some abilities, but we'll see. I'm just glad that Ventress is here and we get to see it. I want to see more of her and her yellow lightsaber. It's awesome. I really like it. Anyways, X-Men episode 3. We have two genes. Madeline Pryor. That was cool. Bishop going to the future to take care of Nathan. Nathan going to the future. Baby Nathan, I should say, because of Mr. Sinister, I think, was trying to do something with Nathan. I don't know what. I don't know what this whole project is, but it was cool. We have two genes. One who is a clone. So Scott has to deal with the fact that he had sex with a clone. Have a baby. I don't know. This show is actually pretty exciting. I just don't know how to review this. I really don't know how to review this. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I think we had that Sailor Moon transformation of from Jean to Madeline Pryor. So yeah. Oh, and we get to see more sad Wolverine. We get to see more sad Wolverine being a he's just not getting Jean anyways. God. He can't catch a break. No matter how hard he tries or how sensitive he's going to be, he can't get Jean. So that's all I can say. So yeah, I enjoyed the episode. I'm looking forward to it. My buddy of mine is actually going to give me a comic of the prequel X-Men 97 book that I'm actually excited to read. So yeah. Anyways, I'm going to talk about the short film, The Spider Within. I think it's visually appealing. It's very horror-esque. You see Miles Morales feeling the responsibility of being Spider-Man. And he's failing at school, or he's failing some classes. And then his dad wanted to bond with him, like, hey, let's watch movies. But Miles was just like, he's just not having it. But what I love about this this short film is, and this is a prequel to Across the Spider-Verse. So anyways, there was a nice little moment where Miles was talking to his dad, like, dad, I want to talk to you. And I love how his dad just went to dad mode. He's like, forget the movie, forget, like, you know, your attitude, like, if you want to talk to me, let's talk. So, and Miles just being overwhelmed with responsibility, and he's just, like, you know, getting stressed and everything. I love these conversations. And even though it was cut short, it was still a nice moment to see, and I really love we saw that. But then again, it's nothing like lore heavy, really. It's just a nice little quick, you know, short film that was like, you know, I think it was discussed long ago, and then there was some not leaked footage, but, like, you know, I think it was like an exclusive, fan exclusive thing. So yeah, I think. I'm trying to think of other words to say, but, like, it's a nice. It was well done. All I can say, it was well done made. So yeah, go check it out. The Spider Within. It's a Spider-Verse fan. Oh, not fan film, short film. So go check it out. Anyways, now without further ado, let's move on to the main topic. Now, if you could tell by the title. What is tokusatsu? So why am I talking about this? For one, I enjoy this genre so much. And so let me dive into what tokusatsu is. Tokusatsu is a genre where basically it's kind of like the I guess you could say, like, the origins of, I guess, let me give an example. It's basically men, or, like, you know, men or women in suits, like, you know, destroying miniatures, that sort of thing, or, like, you know, just wearing, just, like, suit, it's like a suit sort of genre. All I can say is Power Rangers, there you go. Power Rangers is a tokusatsu genre of people transforming and then going into suits, or, like, Ultraman. Ultraman is a good example. Ultraman is, like, you know, you could... It's that sort of special effect of, like, making things big while others small, but they're all, like, suit actors destroying buildings. Godzilla is a prime example. What is it called? The Japanese Spider-Man, that's another great example. Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider is a fantastic example. Ultraman. These kaiju films. That's what Toku. That's like Tokusatsu. You know, that is the appeal. Oh, not the appeal. Like that is basically the genre. And why do I want to talk about it? Is because one, I am a huge fan. I was a Power Ranger fan first. I was a fan first, and then I remember watching Power Rangers Dino Thunder, and there was one episode where they saw the Japanese counterparts of themselves, and they're just like, they're copying us and all that, but they're actually like, but what I love is they're paying homage to where the genre originated. And then some people were like, oh, I gotta check this out, is this real? Japanese Power Rangers. And it is a real thing. And what I love about this sort of exposure to the genre is that it gives American fans something to, like, you know, to be exposed of other cultures, really. But also seeing something that they love and, like, you know, put a twist on it, really. So that's that. And then after Power Rangers, I watched, like, you know, Japanese counterparts. Like, I'm saying counterpart as if they're a copy. But no, they're the original. Super Sentai. Super Sentai is the genre for, like, you know, the Power Rangers, at least. Super Sentai is a... like, you know, color team, you know, red's the leader, and then there's other colors. Currently, okay, so I just finished King Oja, or King Oger, if you want to be more Americanized by it. King Oger is probably one of my favorite Sentai shows, or Ranger shows, if I should say, in a long time. It broke so many boundaries, broke so many of the trope. So here's the trope for Sentai series or Power Rangers. If you watch Power Rangers, you already know there's a situation, there's an issue, then, like, fight many, like, you know, monsters, and the monster grows big, and then they need to call the mecha, and then they destroy destroy the villain, and that's the episode of the day or the week. This is different. While they do that, monsters grow big, there is a mecha, and then there's transformation sequence and all that. But it's kind of like, what I love about this show is, like, these rangers, like, each ranger is like a king or a queen of their nation, really. And they have to protect their nation. And there's a bit of scheming, there's lying, there's betrayal. But also, but it also talks about a universal aspect of, like, you know, this could not only destroy the universe, but, like, as you could say, but there's a giant threat that will destroy your country, that, like, and you get to see each of them are not, like, are leaders. There's not one leader, as I should say, that, like, it, that is, like, you know, the main, I mean, like, yes, there is a Red Ranger, yes, he is, like, the forefront, but each ranger is a leader at its own right. And I love this concept. It is probably by far the best, you know, Sentai show I've ever seen. So if you want to get into Sentai, I highly recommend Osama Sentai King Oja. So I would say, or just if you want to type in. So it's like King. So like how you spell King. And then Oja. So basically O-H-G-E-R. So like King Oja. So search that, find there all. You can find episodes online and many websites. I would recommend Tokufun, Tokufun. That you could find that. And you could find episodes. Another show that I would recommend is Kamen Rider Geats. Now, if you are an American and if you grew up in, like, you know, with four kids and all that, you remember Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. That is sort of like, you know, they're like, I mean, And there was Masked Rider, but Masked Rider wasn't that great. But Kamen Rider is something that I follow. And there's a show called Kamen Rider Geets. So Geets, so Kamen Rider, so K-A-M-E-N-R-I-D-E-R, and then Geets, G-E-A-T-S. Find that. It is such a good show. I highly recommend it. The reason why I want people more into, like, you know, into tokusatsu, because these, like, you know, there are suits. These suits are awesome. And it's also able to sell toys. That's the main reason why tokusatsu was made, is to sell toys. But there's also great stories as well. Like, you get to see these transformation sequences. Like, you know, you get to wear, like, these badass armors. And, like, you know, fight choreo, too. It's like, some of these fight choreos are just awesome. And not just, like, you know, there's flips and, like, kicks and all that. So, like, if you're very nerdy about superheroes, but you want to see a more grounded level, you know, go check out tokusatsu's, like, you know, I highly recommend it. And also, if you watch Ultraman, there's the Netflix series as well, if you want to watch that as well. And of course, if you love Godzilla, like, you know, there's your tokusatsu as well. But yeah, that's just my my quick two cents on, like, what is tokusatsu, and I just want to share my love for it. So yeah, anyways, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, click follow whatever podcast services you are listening this to. Share this podcast with anyone you know. It really means a lot. It really helps a lot. And until next time, so long, farewell, take care, bye bye.